has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Monday, August 15th, and it's the second day of our family above and on the ground gatherings as a show of unity to usher in the prosperity programs for humanity and the universe. We're having a show every day this week at 7 o'clock as a show of unity and a gathering together to join together to bring in these programs. And tonight we have a very special guest, our beloved Mother Earth, is coming around our family hearth to speak to us about prosperity. So let's all join together in our pillars of sparkling light. Take a deep breath. Light up our three diamonds. Earth, Mother Earth is right here, awaiting our hands to hold tight. And then reach up to grab hold of Mother and Father. Expand to join with all our light worker family around the world, in the heavens, and we're one. One giant pillar of light that they tell us they can see throughout the universe. That's pretty fun. I begin today with a decree for abundance from one of our dear family members and an incredible light bearer in her own. Her name is Marcia. Thank you, Marcia, for this. A decree for abundance. From the light of God that I am, from the love of God that I am, from the power of God that I am, from the heart of God that I am, I decree. I dwell in the midst of infinite abundance. The abundance of God is my infinite source. The river of life never stops flowing. It flows through me into lavish expression. Good comes to me through unexpected avenues, and God works in a myriad of ways to bless me. I now open my mind to receive my good. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to have happen. With God as my source, nothing amazes me. I am not burdened by thoughts of past or future. One is gone, and the other is yet to come. By the power of my belief, coupled with my purposeful, fearless actions and my deep rapport with God, my future is created and my abundance made manifest. I ask, am lifted in this and every moment into higher truth. My mind is quiet. From this day forward, I give freely and fearlessly into life, and life gives back to me with magnificent increase. Blessings come in expected and unexpected ways. God provides for me in wondrous ways. I am indeed grateful, and I let it be so All is done, and it is omnipotently active forever. Beloved I am, let thy will be done for all. Let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. Light, light, light. Let that light be opportunities to expand love, light, and blessings everywhere. Thank you, dear Marcia, for this. I enjoyed reading it. Come, Catherine and Christine. Hi, family.
Hi there.
Hey, Meg.
Oh, thank you for reading that. That's one of my favorite abundance poems.
What a treasure. Yes.
Yeah. So this is really fun. As you said, we're going to do this every night this week at 7 o'clock as our way of joining hands, supporting one another, and helping to bring through this fabulous abundance we're all looking forward to. So, as Christine just said, I said, yes, Mother Earth is here. She's ready to talk. And Christine said, yes, she's practically sitting on us. She's right here.
Wait,
here's Christine.
And I also said, because often it turns out coincidentally that Catherine and I both often feel arrival of the masters through heat, of course, except Saint Germain, and who comes in as a big chill, and Ashtar, who also does more of like a thrill chill. So anyway, Meg, is it true that right now you're sitting in your air conditioned car out in your yard so you can do the show? Because up here in New York, it's like 150 degrees where we are. So Mother Earth's here, and she's
right.
Hot. She's close. It's hot. Everything's hot. We need a little more Saint Germain, please. Hi, Meg. Hi, everybody. We're super glad to be with you all. And if we start talking in a softer tone, it's because we've melted into a puddle. But nothing stops us. So never fear. We will continue under all conditions. This is one of our features, as it is all of yours. Well, we love you all. I love you. I'm super excited for tonight. And I hand it all back to you, Meg and Catherine.
Okay, here we are.
I think Christine's going to come in a little bit later with another powerful reading that we touched on yesterday. So I look forward to hearing that again, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what Mother Earth has to say.
Oh, fun. Well, we hardly need to welcome you because you're under our toes every day. But I'm going to welcome you to around our family hearth, beloved Tara. Welcome.
Oh, dear Meg and Christine and Catherine and all those of you who are listening. I am so happy, joyful, even relieved to be able to talk with all of you now. It's been a long slog, hasn't it? I know how you're all feeling because I feel your footsteps upon me. I know when you're tired. I know when you're joyful. I know when you're laughing. I know when things are difficult. And it's so... I feel so close to you now in a way that we haven't been in past generations. You're all so much more aware of our connection, our relationship with one another. And so the opportunity to talk with you about prosperity is a joyful moment for me. Prosperity. It feels like a beautiful waterfall. A clear running river, a cool breeze on your face on a hot day. Those are my offerings of prosperity to you.
they have been. When you walk into a farm garden and see the beautiful vegetables in abundance everywhere you look, that is my offering of prosperity to you. And there's more. Our feelings are deeply connected. Our spiritual connections run deep and long. Millions of years we've been together, many of us. And here you are now, many from star systems far away, who've come to help at this historic, monumental time on Earth. I appreciate all of you so much. I feel your bright light. And especially when you connect with me in your pillar of light, what a delight that is for me. I feel your essence. I feel your high hopes, your joys. And yes, there have been some disappointments along the way, of course. There have been some very difficult times. You know of my struggles. You know that there have been many times when I had to fend off the pain and the anguish of feeling those who are trying to drill deeply into my surface, who are sending toxic chemicals into my body. Well, those days are dwindling, and soon they will be a faraway memory for me and for you, for I know there are many of you who are anguished about the toxins, about the poisons that have been disseminated across the surface. I feel your empathy, and I now ask that you feel mine, for what we have coming is going to be a joyful, thrilling time of great abundance, great joy, and deep feelings. I'm so happy to be, well, you might say, kicking off this wonderful series of comments and talks and participation from all of us and from many masters to come, I'm sure. I want only to touch your hearts as you have touched mine. All of you, I feel your care, your high conscience, your great hopes for this brilliant day that's coming, the new golden age on Earth. Oh, it rings beautifully, doesn't it? And I will be there with you every second of the way. I send you now my love, my deepest affection, and my gratitude for your constant participation in uplifting all of us. How wonderful it feels to join hands and do this together. I am with you every step of the way, literally, because I feel your footsteps and they cheer my heart. They fill my heart with love and gratitude to all of you, my dear children. My dear children of planet Earth, we are one. We are together. And we are marching together to this beautiful new day. I am your Mother Earth, and I adore you as I always have and always will. You are my dear children. I send my blessings from my heart to yours. Namaste, dear ones. Namaste. I now pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Mother. Mother Earth, it just was tickling me. Your love feels like love tickles. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh.
Hello.
There. We're together again. I knew it wouldn't be 10 seconds before you got back with us.
So how much, where were we? Was Mother Earth still speaking?
Oh, you got all the way to the end, and she went, I passed the talking stick. And I went, thank you, Mother, and then you were gone. So we got all the way to the end.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right.
Yeah.
So then, I just need a moment to get the callers on our call-in line, on our conference line back with us.
Good.
So let's see. I'm going to see if anybody can tell me if they can hear me on the conference line before we leave them. Oh, it looks like people are hanging up. So I'm sorry, folks. I just need a moment to pick up the folks on our call-in line, and I'll be right back. Okay?
Good.
See you in a minute.
So I'll take this opportunity just to give a little paperwork for those of you who might be new and would like to connect with us in different ways. You can find more information on our website. It's whoneedslight.org. And there on the website, you can find a sign-up button at the top where you can click and give us your email, and you'll sign yourself up to receive our New Earth Times newsletter. We just had one come out today, so you can also see it posted on the website in addition to getting it in your email. And it gives you all the latest information on what this week's Unity Action is all about, the decrees, the letter on
the
RV Bullseye from Joseph. So you want to check that out and give us your email, and we'll get that newsletter out to you. Also, you can find us on our Facebook page at Who Needs Light. Alternative Health Information Facebook page is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. And I think we're all back together. Hey, Catherine.
Hi. I think we're okay now. All right.
Good.
We'll pick where we left off. I pass the talking stick to Christine.
Hey, everyone. Well, it turns out that was kind of amazing. What was happening is our dear Mother Earth was showing me that she saw interference coming. And so she actually cut the channeling right then and there with Catherine so we would not be interrupted in that way. The energy stream would not be cut while she was speaking, which is brilliant. And what she's showing me now that she also wanted to pass on to all of us. And she's showing me in kind of a, what we teasingly call a multimedia kind of way, through feelings and through her presence and her energy and her words all at once. is a couple of things. First, she's reminding all of us that prosperity is our rising. And what she means by that is as we expand, as we lighten, as we enlighten, we rise to higher and higher dimensions. And as we do, there's more flexibility and even more, you could say, room in reality. And she's reminding me of something that I just love that Sheldon Neidel said once, that the entire population of Earth in the fifth dimension could fit in the state of Florida. And that's a perfect way to describe it. And she's showing me Florida in the fifth dimension, all blown up with all of Earth's population, and enough food and bounty and water, clean water and fresh air for everyone. So that's something that she wanted to pass on to us about prosperity. And she's also showing me very deeply, as she already said through Catherine, that to her, we are her prosperity. Our healing is the prosperity she has long waited for. And so she's so full of the tender love we heard come through tonight through Catherine, that unmistakable emanation, that message, because she knows we are with her. And so I didn't know it would work out like this, but I pulled out my favorite all-time prayer. You could call it a prayer, a decree. It's my very favorite one that I used in a very rough time of life. I would say it every day on the West Coast, in the bluffs above the sea, as I would walk step by step to regain my health and my life. And the actual author is unknown, but it was brought to us through our very beloved, who is now in Inner Earth, Aurelia Louise Jones. And so here are the words of the prayer of my heart, and I bet it's many of yours as well. And it's to our precious Mother Earth, our Terra. O Mother, my tears fall upon your face. I just remembered we, the light workers, have now returned to spread our web of love all around you. From distant stars and galaxies, from lives past, present, and future, we come to guide your healing. We, the light workers, one soul to another, touch the hearts of many each day. With each recognition, we laugh, smile, and cry. Our love is abundant, flowing, shimmering. We, the light workers, in perfect joy, quietly expand. Unconditional love. Spin now ever so gently as you warm yourself. For we, the light workers, are back from eons behind and ahead. May love, laughter, and tears of joy rain now and forevermore upon your face. And with that deep, precious message to our Terra, I will follow now with the why we're all meeting every night this week. First is the request prayer to release the USN, RV, GCR, Nasara, Gasara, from love to love, by Yosef in the name of humanity. We know God wants his children to be blessed now, so shall it be. Therefore, dearest elders and committee members sequestered in Beijing, China, know that humanity as a species is now ready to accept our role as global stewards of economic mercy and to be shot out of the ascension canon. And in the spirit of diplomatic request, we offer this prayer request from love to love. Humanity will not tolerate another full day, let alone another week of delay. You must perform now. Humanity will no longer accept losing their credit, their cars, their homes, their spouses, their dignity, and even their lives because of financial concerns. You must perform now. Humanity releases all involved from the burden of carrying around the RV, and we ask you now to absorb our vibration and feel the Holy Spirit channel through our request for immediate performance. You must perform now. Humanity demands and declares that all powers that be on earth and in heaven release the USN, RV, GCR, GASARA in full this weekend, as well as any hidden technologies or public disclosure information that will benefit our understanding of what it means to be a member of the human race and family. You must perform now. Humanity claims immediate execution of your heavenly mandate, which includes all leaders, subordinates, and aides in the final decision-making consortium by the heavenly name Love, Light, Truth, and the blood of Yeshua ben Yosef. You must perform now. Humanity respectfully commands all personal keepers' responsibilities to be executed and completed over the weekend on August 13, 2016, and accomplish this RV act, beginning without withdrawal on Saturday evening in the Republic of the United States by 2000 EST. You must perform now. Humanity accepts no more logical or reasonable excuses for RV delay and no alternative schedules or scenarios for performance. You must perform now. Humanity appreciates your incredibly important and ancient task as keepers of the world's wealth, stewards of infinite blessings. Yet, we now acknowledge heaven's prophecy as greater than your job titles, and we invoke your soul to fulfill the will of God by divine decree and covenant as the meek of the earth. You must perform now. Humanity declares an instant and irreversible victory of the light in harmony with all angels of the light as we unite in form and spirit to bless our families, our communities, our countries, our continents, our flora, our animals, our environment, and lastly ourselves. You must perform now. Consider this prayer and request humanity's surrender to love. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen and hallelujah. God is with us. And finally, our appeal to the Councils of Light by Christine in the name of humanity. At this time, in this moment, we, along with our animals and representatives from the many kingdoms on the surface of Earth, join together to approach the Councils of Light operating both on the surface of Earth and in the dimensions above. We ask today for our voice to be heard, acknowledged, and responded to. Our request is simple. We stand with the request, the prayer, the decree that has just been read in the name of humanity. We choose with our voice, as those of humanity, along with everyone wishing to stand together in unity now, and everyone who intends it, whether they have the words or hear this call or read this reading, but who intend it in the truth of their spirit. We are ready for the freedom and prosperity programs to be released. Yes, we put our trust and faith in you, and we continue to do so. And we will hold the light and hold the line and expand in love every moment of every day, until the programs are released, as they are released, and far beyond, to restore the golden light of love to every corner, every particle, every cell, every heart, every being on earth. We join now together to say that we too verify and support the words in this wonderful, heartfelt, and true declaration. We ask for a response. We ask that the programs be released. We also take up the mantle and responsibility for lovingly seeing them through, so that all on earth may begin to feel and know and heal in the energy of joy, prosperity, freedom, laughter, and love. It is now time for all to return to love on earth. Mother and Father God, we ask for this. We witness this. We take responsibility for this. And we join in unity. Thank you, councils, for hearing us. With all our hearts, so be it.
So be it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much, Christine. Well, that says it all for today.
Yes.
Let it be. Release the program now. Okay, that was wonderful. So we've promised that these are going to be fairly short shows, and that each night we will have something new and wonderful for everyone. And we will be here every night at 7 Eastern Time. So we look forward to talking with all of you. Meg, are you there?
I'm here, and thank you all. I know many of you are already rearranging your schedules for this week to be able to be with us. And even if you're listening on archives, you are with us in real time. So it doesn't matter, but just so grateful that all of you are contributing and gathering together. It just is so important at this time to remember that we're together and we're holding hands and no one's alone. Thank you, Mother Earth, for coming. Thank you, our company of heaven. Thank you, Mother and Father. And thank you all, especially for those that have sent in some donations to help us keep going. It's a special heartfelt thanks to that. It's very sweet. And your emails and your messages keep us going as well. And your funny stories. So keep those rolling, too.
Yes, and
you.
I want to
thank
underline, too, for people who listen to the archives, you will feel all of the embedded energies and the master's presence as you listen to the archives, just the same as you would if you were here with us.
Yes.
So not to worry, it's all there. And we'll see you tomorrow night, same time.
Yes. Wonderful.
And meanwhile, here's Iz from Hawaii with this beautiful song for us.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining together.
Good night, Meg.
Good night.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.